and was, you know, was putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Certainly during this past several weeks, our attention has been focused on immigration because of the massive crowds, these spontaneous demonstrations. Oh, my goodness, people just tap people on the shoulder and say, hey, you know, Jose, we're going to have a big demonstration. Let's all go down, all 500,000 of us in Mexico, and bring your Mexican flag along with you, and we're going to wave that. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these massive demonstrations are carefully organized. Now, we have a hard time getting Christians out and good conservatives and good Americans out to demonstrate, but the other side is so well organized and so well financed. And who's financing them? Why, part of it is your tax money. I mean, their government gives money to massive amounts of money to LULAC and some of the other organizations for illegal Mexican immigrants. But don't feel bad. The Ford Foundation uses their tax-exempt money to fund this, and, of course, the communist movement, as they have always funded the communist movement. And believe me, I take the communist papers. I've read them for 44 years now. My name's on all the FBI files for reading communist publications, and they are organizing this. The communists are alive and well, and they have their agents in every voting department. Oh, yes, they put their people in the voting department in your local communities, I suspect, as they are in my community, so they can supervise the election. After all, I think it was Stalin who says it's not how people vote that counts, it's who counts the votes that count. Well, under any circumstances, illegal immigration movement is well organized in this country, funded by people who have a different agenda. They hate America. They want to unite the United States and Mexico and the rest of Central America and raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant. And we should be concerned about their lot in life. But the first thing we have to do is preserve America. Because when America is destroyed, there'll no longer be a city on the hill. No longer hope for anyone in the world. And with that as the background, one of my favorite guests, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Chuck, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Dr. Stan, thank you very much. It's great to be with you once again.
Well, as always, I enjoy your articles. And for our listeners, if you don't read the News with Views articles, or not on Chuck Baldwin's email list, you need to be there. Always insightful things. So you pick up the story on immigration.
Well, it's the column that I released last evening, and it hits the websites, including News with Views. In fact, it was on News with Views last evening. And it's up there right now on my feature column. I call it Illegal Immigration is Actually Foreign Invasion. And I'll just read the first paragraph just to kind of set the tone. Instead of calling it illegal immigration, we should be calling it a foreign invasion, because the consequences of this invasion are as terminal to our freedoms and to our way of life as any act of terrorism ever perpetrated against us. And I really believe that, Dr. Stan. I really believe that this is a foreign invasion of our country. I think, as you said, it is well orchestrated and organized. And if we do not rise to resist this now, I'm not sure that in a year or even 6 months from now that we'd be able to stop it.
But then why, you know, our leaders seem to be doing everything to cater and to pander to people who are here illegally. Why don't we simply send in the National Guard, surround these demonstrations, find out who's illegal? What a wonderful way to find out who the illegals are. You know,
I think
off the area and take the buses and ship them back and tell them they come back again. They'll spend 5 years in a prison camp.
Yeah. I think there's real specific reasons why both major political parties in Washington, D.C., do not want to curtail illegal immigration. And I go into that in some detail in my column today. And basically, for the Democrats, they look at the massive numbers of illegal immigrants as potential Democratic voters. It's a fact that as the Hispanics come across into our country and either lawfully or not are allowed the right to vote, by 90-plus percent margins, they vote Democrat. So the Democrats look at it as a huge voting block. So they're not going to stop it. The Republicans look at it as providing cheap labor for their business interests. Many of these big contributors to the Republican Party are major corporations, many of which rely upon this cheap Mexican labor to provide their services. And so they want illegal immigration to continue because they're allowed then to hire these illegal immigrants for half the price that they would have to pay an American worker. So whether it's a Democrat or Republican, the reasons may be a little bit different, but the result is the same. They both desire that illegal immigration continue in this country.
Well, Chuck, first of all, though, I mean, the Democrat base is primarily the labor unions, you know, and then the black vote, and those are their, you know, the foundation, and to an extent the Hispanic vote. But, you know, what the illegal immigration is doing is undercutting the position of the union. So,
sure.
I mean, if that were the real agenda behind the Democrat support for illegal immigration, then they're undercutting, on one aspect, the unions, the weakening the union so that, you know, they're not going to have the union funding or the union vote for their project. As far as the Republicans are concerned, there are laws on our books that make it illegal to hire, knowingly hire, people who are in this country illegally. Why don't we enforce the laws that are on the books? Why do we go after Martha Stewart? Why don't we enforce the laws? All you have to do is enforce those laws, do away with the jobs, and most of the illegal immigrants would go home tomorrow.
Sure, absolutely. But, you know, two things you brought up. On the Democrat side, you're exactly right. This is a tremendous assault against the union efforts. There's no question about it. In fact, according to some of the statistics that I quoted in my column, the vast numbers of American workers that have lost jobs and pay as a result of illegal immigration goes up into the billions of dollars. Not millions, but billions of dollars. So you're right. The union workers are the ones that suffer. But let's remember that, unfortunately, the union bloc, led by the labor union executives, is just as foolish in the manner in which they support the Democrat Party as the religious right is, for example, led by the leaders of the religious right in supporting the Republican Party. In other words, it really doesn't matter that the Democrats really, you know, support the cause or the Republicans the cause. Those special interest groups continue to support those parties regardless.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Chuck Baldwin right here on the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, we're talking about immigration. What part do you think of this desire, this globalism, this desire to unite the United States and Mexico plays in the decision made by the leaders of both political parties not to stop immigration?
Oh, yeah, I think it plays a major role. You know, I brought this in on my column today as well. I mentioned that. I don't go into great depth, but I do devote a paragraph to that. Yeah, I don't think there's any question, at least not in my mind, that among many members of our higher echelons of government and business is a desire to globalize our economy. And, you know, I think NAFTA and GATT and now coming up the FTAA, the Free Trade Areas of the Americas, I think these are all designed to break down the independence of America, to make us interdependent upon foreign goods, foreign services, and foreign workers for our economic survival. In doing so, of course, we eviscerate American business, industry, and workforce. More and more of our products are made overseas. It's hard to find products made in America anymore. We're now bringing in the cheap labor legally and illegally, which, of course, is another slap in the face of America's workers. But the bottom line, what it does do is it unites the world economically. And I think that's the goal. I really believe the goal is to break away from the independence that has been the hallmark of this country since our nation's beginning, and merge us into an interdependent economic galaxy that is, of course, created, funded, controlled by the power elite. So I don't think there's any question that the so-called New World Order, to quote George Herbert Walker Bush, is very much a part of this process.
Well, but isn't it more than just economic? Don't they want to do away with the sovereignty of our nation?
Sure.
Begin to merge us politically so that international bureaucrats from the World Trade Organization and NAFTA and others can really supersede our duly elected representatives.
Sure. Yes, and the reason, and I say economically, I use that because I really believe that money is the root of all evil, because that's what the Bible tells us, and we know the Bible doesn't lie, and so money is the motivating factor here. But obviously, if you're going to have a global or even a regional economy, you must have a global or regional political system to manage it. So, yes, absolutely, the political globalization is there, is very present. But again, I believe that the driving force is money and international trade and commerce. But in order to oversee it, to regulate it, to control it, to manipulate it, you have to have global government. So that's what they're shooting for. I think that's their goal. Tony Blair has been on the stump here the last couple of weeks making major speeches about globalization. He's very open that their desire is to bring all of the world's governments under one umbrella, that globalization includes global government and global policing as well, which means a global military apparatus. So this is not hidden. It's certainly not, you know, done in the shadows anymore. This is out in the open.
And I really think it's so vitally important that people understand, you know, that there is an agenda behind what's going on. So much of it doesn't make sense. I mean, here we have the Republicans that come up with this great bill. Oh, my God, is it going to be a felony for any Mexican caught? It's going to be a felony for any employer, who employs an illegal alien. And we're going to build a 700-mile fence along the border. Only trouble is, the border is 2,000 miles long. But we're going to build a 700-mile fence. Do you have a feeling that maybe the Republicans are simply playing games with us common folks, making these outlandish statements that they know will not be effective?
Yeah, not effective. They're not going to do it.
Not going to.
you know, they're doing what they always do. They're giving the rhetoric, pandering to, you know, the conservatives within the party in order to try to keep them in the voting column. Just like the Democrats appeal to the unions, and they talk about NAFTA and GATT, and they speak out against these, you know, quote-unquote free trade deals, but then they turn right around and support it. So the same thing with the Republicans. You know, they speak out about, you know, illegal immigration and all this, but at the end of the day, when everything is said and done, you notice that nothing changes.
And you know, it should be so obvious to the Christians, you know, the Christian element, that we're being manipulated. I mean, the Republicans were pro-life. They've controlled both houses and the presidency for 5 years. And what's changed as far as abortion? Well, the president took $30 million away from a United Nations organization that was pro-abortion. And, of course, nobody ever mentions he gave it $30 million to to another United Nations organization that pushed abortions. But we feel so good because he took it away from one organization. It's all rhetoric. They're playing the Christians, pretending to be a Christian administration, and yet look and see what they're doing.
Well, not only that, they've controlled the Supreme Court for the last 40 years.
Sure. You know, people, the Republicans have.
The Republicans. Yeah, exactly right. It was a 7-2 vote that brought Roe v. Wade.
Sure.
You know, into our country. The vote was mostly Republican appointed justices. And every court since Roe v. Wade has been dominated by Republican appointees. It's 7-2 right now.
Sure.
Republican appointed justice on the Supreme Court. They've had the majority, the vast majority on the Supreme Court for the last 40 years.
But of course, if we could just get the Republicans into power, then that's changed the Supreme Court, everything would be all right. How many times have you heard that argument?
Every election season.
And ladies and gentlemen out there in the listening audience, understand, we are constantly being manipulated because the people who control the media play this little game. Republicans, good, or, you know, at least as far as they're concerned, you know, a pro-life, pro-traditional family values, pro-balanced budget, no deficit spending, and then when we get them into power, they're just as bad as the Democrats, if not really worse, because then there is no opposition to what's going on. We would be far better off with John Kerry. At least you might have some gridlock rather than where we are today. And they tell us, oh, but we've got, now we've got two more, good Republicans on the Supreme Court. Well, remember, we just got rid of two Republicans on the Supreme Court. So, nothing has changed at all. And all these people who think everything's going to be just fine, I think are going to be in for a big surprise.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. On the immigration thing, I believe we need to recognize here that this phenomenon is something that could have been squelched a long time ago. We knew what was happening, and we saw the signs, but we allowed it to continue unabated. And now all of a sudden, when you have, as you just said, 500,000 marching in Denver or Los Angeles or wherever it may happen to be, now we're beginning to realize that this is a very serious problem. When I say we, I mean the American people. And all the polling data that I've read indicates that the vast majority of the American people recognize the threat of illegal immigration and want our elected bodies to do something about it. However, convincing the powers that be to actually do something is going to be another story. And I really believe at the end of the day, they're going to give rhetoric like they always do, but when the vote comes down and the actual bill is signed into law, I believe it will do nothing to curtail illegal immigration into this country.
Well, you know, Kirsten, what about the arguments? Well, but we need these people here because they'll do jobs that, you know, the average American won't do. How do you respond to that?
There's no such thing as a job that the Americans won't do. What they want to do is they don't want to pay what the job is worth. They want to pay the prices that only illegal immigrants would work for coming from an impoverished nation like Mexico. So they refuse to pay what the Americans are worth and what the job is worth and what they would have to pay if they could not rely upon illegal immigrants to do the job. It's not a matter of Americans won't do the job. It's a matter that Americans are not going to work for the kind of money that these employers are paying illegal immigrants to do the job. So I think there's a reason for that as well, Dr. Stan. I bring this out of my column today, that, you know, if you took the free market as it is and wages would be reflective of what the actual job is worth, there is no question that there are some products and services that are being provided by Americans today, American companies, that would increase in price. Well, what that would do would give the American people an awakening, an awareness of how heavy a burden of taxation that we are experiencing today. And something would have to be done to bring taxation in into line with reality. But as a result of this cheap labor, they're able to keep the prices down. The Americans don't feel the true worth of this work and jobs. And the taxation increases and keeps increasing to the point that the monies that would have been paid to American workers and to provide food for American families and American jobs are still being collected from the American people, but it's not in terms of services and products, it's in terms of taxation. So the government keeps getting bigger, and the illegal immigrants are doing the jobs that should be done by Americans if it was a true free economy. But that is not being done.
So Americans are on welfare, the illegal immigrants are coming in and doing the jobs. And, you know, I've picked fruit. I mean, I've worked in the onion fields. That's a mighty dirty job. But I did it, and I enjoyed doing it. It was fun, you know, when I was young to do that sort of thing. Getting a little old right now. But, you know, there certainly, if you wanted to have a guest worker program, fine. We used to have it. The Beceros would come in to work in the fields. They were under control. They came in. They worked here. They took the money and they went home. The whole idea, really, is that our leaders, who profess to be such great Americans, are traitors, in my opinion. They want a multicultural, multilingual country. They want to destroy our sovereignty. They want to merge us with Mexico and raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, no, I agree with that. I certainly do agree with that. I do think they want a bilingual, multicultural country. Again, I think the whole concept of a free and independent Christian nation is anathema to the powers that be. And they do want to create a globalist or regionalist style government in this country. So I don't think there's any question that they want to merge the Mexican, Canadian, and American countries into a regional government very similar to the EU. I don't think there's any question that that's a part of the agenda.
And I think it's so vitally important. People understand what this is all about. We always debate the wrong issues. I mean, you know, what you want to do is get this whole idea of right-left, Democrat, Republican, arguing back and forth and posturing. And then, of course, on the have you noticed on the television coverage, it's always these immigrant rallies, rallies by immigrants to this country. Never illegal immigrants or illegal aliens. It's always immigrants. Isn't it amazing how they use words to deceive us?
Well, and what about the word criminal? I mean, these people are criminals. They committed crime just by coming into our country illegally. They continue to violate the laws of our country in many various ways in order to stay in this country. And I document some of that in my column today as well.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Chuck Baldwin. Welcome your calls here at the American Freedom Network.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, and our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Chuck, do you want to get out to your website and how people can get your materials?
Yes. It's www.chuckbaldwinlive, all one word, chuckbaldwinlive.com.
And what will they find if they go there?
Well, they could spend a whole day and never exhaust all the information that we have on our website. All of my columns, of course, are there. We have several of my sermons that are preached from the pulpit at my church here in Pensacola, Florida, Crossroad Baptist Church, that are videotaped and put up on the website so people can actually view the messages that were preached from our pulpit. I have several outstanding interviews with people that I think will be found very interesting. I've got an interview up right now with Dr. Greg Dixon, where we discuss Romans chapter 13 at length and go into a biblical review of that that very misunderstood chapter. There's a speech there that I gave to a homeschool commencement graduating class a few months ago. I interviewed Bob Barr concerning the Patriot Act and the dangers of the Patriot Act that I think people will really enjoy. There's a video of a speech I gave at a Second Amendment rally. And then there's a lot of news and opinions that we upload to our website every single day. We have another page that is devoted to the Bush administration. We call it the Bush Record. And if people want to keep up with what President Bush has done and is doing, they can go to that page and refresh it every day, and they'll find up-to-date information that will reveal what this president has been doing and what he does on a continuous basis. They'll have all the facts and documentation they need to list and as they talk to people and so forth. So that's a very popular feature of our program, the Bush Record page. But there's just a plethora of information that people can use on our website. It's www.chuckbaldwinlive.com.
And let me recommend that to you, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck Baldwin's on the front line of this battle. His information's good. Go there. As another source of information. And then you'll find his almost weekly columns at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com, and it's certainly, I look at those every single day. In fact, sometimes I'll even run one of my articles up there.
Yes, so, I've seen your article.
And so, incidentally, if you're interested, you can go there and you'll see a place for Chuck Baldwin. They have his name over on the left side, and you can pull down all of the various things that that he has written. So he's one of their featured columnists. Well, Chuck, what should the average person out there? If they're concerned about illegal immigration, maybe it doesn't affect them. The demonstrations haven't been held in their city. They haven't been beat up because they spoke out against America, against this truly revolutionary movement. This is part of a revolutionary movement. The communists were involved in it. But then so is the Ford Foundation. It's been funding communism for years, starting back in the, a half century ago. And certainly we carry the book, Foundations, the Power and Influence, based upon the congressional investigation that pointed out that the great tax-exempt foundations were funding the whole radical left, including the communists and the socialists, the best enemies, your tax money, because remember, the foundations are spending your tax money, the best enemies your tax money could create. We need an enemy to rally against, but remember, it is not the communists who are the enemy. It is the elitists who use communism and socialism and illegal immigration and the abortion issue and the homosexual issue to divide our country and, of course, to ultimately bring us, into this new world order, which is their ultimate goal. And, of course, there is this powerful spiritual element behind everything going on. Well, Chuck, what should the people be doing? What can just the average person listening to this program do? Some of them are going to have sort of a feeling of hopelessness. So, I'm just one individual.
Right. I think right now we have an opportunity to do something about this onslaught of illegal immigration, but I really believe if it's going to happen, that is the resolution of it, we're going to have to, in no uncertain terms, let the House of Representatives know that we will not support them in this election in 2006 if they cave in to these forces. I think there is a potential of stopping some of this in the House of Representatives. The Senate is by and large a wasted effort. Not that we should not contact our senators, etc. We should, and especially in the smaller rural states and some of the western states out there where you are, I think you maybe have a little bit more opportunity to influence the senators than some of the larger eastern states. But the House of Representatives is the place where I think we still have hope in this regard. We've got to help Representative Tom Tancredo. He has been really fighting the good fight in this particular area for a number of years. And the Minuteman Project, of course, is a solid movement there in the Southwest. These guys are just really on the forefront of the battle. And I think we need to support them. Help, you know, contact Tom Tancredo's office and find out what you can do to help him. Contact your individual House member and let him know that this year, in the 2006 elections, this fall, that this will be the deciding factor as to whether or not that incumbent, be he Democrat or Republican, receive our vote. So I think that's something very, very positive that anybody can do, and I do think that that is something that if we all will do, and the vast numbers of people that are concerned about this indicate that if we all unite together and contact our House members, I believe we can make a difference in this particular year.
And I would simply point out that a lot of Republicans are going to say, well, you know, I certainly, you know, I don't like what my Republican congressman is doing, but I mean, I couldn't possibly vote for a Democrat because they're pro-choice and they're pro-homosexual and they're on the wrong side in every issue. So I'll vote for the lesser of the two evils. And ladies and gentlemen, as long as you vote for the lesser of the two evils, you're voting for evil. Either don't vote or vote for the Democrat or vote, or probably if you have a Constitution Party candidate running, I mean, vote for them.
Sure.
But do not support either a Democrat or Republican is doing what's wrong. And if you're a Democrat, you know, and you say, I couldn't support those Republicans, why, they're pro-life, and they want to take away the freedom of the homosexuals. Remember, if you've got a congressman who's voting wrong on the major issues, get rid of him. That'll be a lesson for both the Democrats and the Republicans, that they ought to start being Americans first,
yeah,
and trying,
yeah,
to maintain our sovereignty. Would you agree or disagree with,
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's it. Americans first. And I really think that when people start thinking of it in those terms, that either my congressman is an American or he's a globalist, and they get out of this mindset of it's Republican versus Democrat, because it's really not. Pat Buchanan said, you know, years ago, we don't have two parties, we just have one party with, you know, two wings of prey. And I just think that we need to recognize that it's either America or it's globalist.
Amen.
One or the other.
We'll be right back with Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Welcome your calls to the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shipped to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked social security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and Sydney, our guest this morning, Dr. Chuck Baldwin. We're talking about immigration, and if you have a question or comment, our number is 970-689-8255. America is under attack today. There is a massive invasion of our country, which is being facilitated and actively encouraged by the leaders of both political parties. When you understand that, you understand why we're not trying to build a fence, but we don't even need a fence, ladies and gentlemen. What we need to do would be to enforce the existing laws that were passed in the mid-1980s that made it a federal crime to hire, knowingly hire illegal aliens. And all you'd have to do would be to arrest one or two major employers. That would be the end of this whole thing, because we will not enforce our laws. They are actively encouraging this efforts to pass legislation that made English the language, the official language of the United States. Those have been blocked. Senator Hayek Howard tried to get this through back in 1988. They blocked it because they're long-term planning to destroy the sovereignty of this nation, because we have traitors working at the highest levels of our government, indeed, in the White House today. Who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan and Mr. Baldwin. This is Jim in Thornton. I wanted to mention as an aside and see what Mr. Baldwin can find out about this, that Michael Corbin of a Closer Look program on this network has discovered, unhappily, a link between the globalists and funding that is going to the movement of
illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration, specifically funding that's going to Gilchrist in his run for the legislature in California, and of Simcox, and of American Patrol of Glenn Spencer, and it's Mary Parker Lewis. Are you familiar with her name, Mr. Baldwin?
No, I'm not.
She has been linked over the years with William Kristol, who is the architect of the franchise statements for the Project for the New American Century, and is one of the 25. And a discovery has been made of a link to a website that is very much white supremacist, that has been so the movement has been infiltrated.
And, well, I'm sure all of our movements have been infiltrated. And,
oh, yeah.
If you could
certainly
just give out that website, we could certainly look into it.
Oh, and I don't recall it at this moment. If there was a if you made a connection with Michael Corbin, he would have a lot of this information that he could pass on. He's been vilified by everyone in the movement formally. Got a scathing email from Glenn Spencer that he would even suggest this. But
well, of course, you know, if indeed it is possible, and I will tell you, there's all sorts of disinformation out there, so I will never take anything unless I have it verified from many sources. I would suggest that you check this out yourself to be absolutely certain before you vilify Glenn Spencer or demonize him, because I will tell you, I see the attacks on me and on Chuck Baldwin. Anybody who's standing up is going to get attacked. I don't know if it's true or not. Have you checked it out personally?
I have not checked it out personally.
You really
I have
should
been
before you come on the radio and vilify these people. Maybe they are plants, or maybe they're being demonized because they're trying to do what needs to be done. And is this an effort to get us fighting within ourselves so we're not addressing the real issue?
Well, I believe that that Glenn and that Jim and Chris Simcox are all very much believe in what they're doing and are doing a fine job, but the infiltration comes that they allow themselves to be funded, and funding can create control down the road, and that's what everyone is worried about.
Well, let's get to Chuck Baldwin's response. Chuck, how would you respond to Jim?
Yeah, well, my response is the same as yours, Dr. Stan. I think before we start making accusations about things like this, we need to document and verify. So I would encourage the caller to do his homework and see if there can be documentation and verification found. And if so, then tell us for sure.
Well, gentlemen, the verification and the documentation has been discovered by Michael Corbin of the radio program Closer Look.
Have you checked it, Jim?
I have not personally checked it.
Then why don't you check it yourself? Michael could be being misled. I know I am constantly fed disinformation. But maybe it's true, but you check it out before. I will never use anything on the radio until I've checked it from multiple sources. But I appreciate so much your calling, and I hope you'll check it and find out if maybe Michael has been misled. I know I have been misled in the past. How about you, Chuck? Have they given you disinformation, too?
That's one of the great challenges that people like you and me face, isn't it, is to sift through all of the disinformation and misinformation in order to find, you know, the facts and the truth. So that is a pursuit that you and I are engaged in constantly.
And, Jim, I hope you'll check it out and find out and let me know what you find when you've done your own research, okay?
All right, sir, and I hope that it's just exactly as what we, you know, we all would hope that it's a hoax and that it isn't true. But I think Michael's background in his checking it out, and I trust him, is and he's spoken about it for several hours on the radio. If Chuck or you could check with him, I think that you might find something that's worth following up on. That's
well,
why I was
so
mentioning it this morning.
Calling.
You bet, sir.
Thanks so much for calling. Okay, and certainly, you know, I think we have to understand. I know one of my very good friends' wife received $1 million from Reverend Moon. And, you know, because that totally discredited everything she did after that. It's awfully hard to turn down $1 million. Fortunately, nobody's offered me $1 million so far to determine what my price is.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, you know, this is such an important subject. We're just about out of time. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners, Chuck?
Well, I think that this is the issue right now confronting our country that has the most potential for harm in the immediate future, and it's something that I believe the American people should really concentrate on and do everything they can to convince their congressmen to stop this tidal wave of criminal activity of illegal immigration that's occurring in our country.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a mile-high energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time I want to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the listening audience, I do hope that many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us as we reach out on 60 different outlets every single week. So our number is 1-800-544-8927. We carry a book entitled Importing Immigration. It goes into the background of how the Ford Foundation funds this whole illegal movement. We have a four-tape set on immigration, with people talking about the problems inherent in immigration, and how this is designed to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. And of course, if you'd like to get into the background of the spiritual forces which are energizing this whole movement, this whole movement for world government and the destruction of America, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we recommend very strongly. Of course, remember, the book is $12.95. You can get a whole case of those books, and hopefully by the first of next week or the week when we'll discontinue the offer, we'll have enough pledges, but we still need a few more people to take a case of those books. $149.95, you get 64 books. You have to pay the postage, but $149.95, you get 64 books. And this is an excellent weapon to teach people about the spiritual battle that's going on today. So if you would like to know more about this issue, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You won't get the books until they're printed. We will start the printing, hopefully, in another week or two. So, again, our number 1-800-544-8927 for a case of a Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, you really would want to see the DVD we have about the secret societies and their influence on the formation of America and putting the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye. The DVD is entitled The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. It's 2.5, almost 3 hours, a fascinating documentary, and we recommend it to you. My talk on the World Revolution. Of course, you can get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness on either on DVD or on video. Of course, you can get the book. The book gives you the documentation where you can pick it up. The talk simply is the where the book came from. And then, of course, we have my talk. If you want to understand population control, there really is a plan to kill off most of the people in this country and throughout the world. My talk on planned population reduction will give you tremendous insight into what's going on and how they're damaging your children and your family. So, and then, of course, that's planned population reduction, a talk I gave for the Prophecy Club. We are actually going to be, for the next few days in Southern California, giving a talk on the financial tsunami and what you must do to protect yourself, because most of you listening to this program are going to be wiped out financially unless, of course, you, make preparations and make them now. So we'll have that available. We do have a pamphlet on the history of money and the coming DVD and or video on the coming financial crisis, which gives you an excellent overview of what's going on. And then we'll have this new talk and the syllabus, the financial tsunami. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete,